Wow, Cuban Link going off on 50 Cent right now. As everyone knows, she's the ex that he got rid of, and she's putting it out there to the public that he dumped her for asking him for $10,000. She said out of her 2-year relationship, this is the first time she ever asked for anything, and he never gave her anything that entire time. But he surprised her with a full-blown Maybach SUV. He pulled up to her crib with it. But she equates this to not ever doing anything for her. Do you know how much a Maybach SUV costs? We got to do better. And y'all keep saying all the time, believe all women, believe all women, believe what they say, when it's been proven that a lot of women lie a lot. And also, you guys praised Gayle King. You praised Gayle King for when a man asked her for $4,000 and he said, I will pay you back within a matter of 4 days. And he paid her back.
Do you think you could lend me $4,000?
He jumped out with 4,000 out the gate.
And he said, I promise I'll pay you back by Thursday. He did pay me back on Thursday, but I didn't feel the same. It just changed the relationship for me.
And you praised her for leaving him for that. But now you feel as if Cuba Link is some type of victim? Cuba Link has the audacity to try to shame 50 Cent for the way he spends his earned money? Only thing you're doing, young lady, is validating the suspicion that he had. Like, now you're only validating exactly what he thought was going on. What you was in there for. You was willing to play the long game, thinking that you're gonna be able to get something out of the situation. That 2 years went up and you was like, you know what? I got to go and see what I can get out of this. I done been patient long enough. Let me go and ask for some bread. I don't care what he been paying. I don't care how many expenses I never had to come out of pocket. I don't care how much money I've been pocketing this whole time from my outside career, from this whole social media and not having any bills. You're ungrateful for acting like that. You're completely ungrateful, not thinking about what you're doing. Like, we gotta stop acting like we get amnesia once we break up with someone. And if that's the only thing you can think of bad to say about the man, I think he's doing pretty good. Saying 50, and then also you're trying to gaslight everyone that follows and tunes into what he got going on. You're telling other people, hoping that they're gullible, saying that if your man follows 50 Cent, that should be a red flag. So all the millions of people that follow 50 Cent, they should have red flags. If this don't tell you automatically that this is coming from some delusional emotional state, I don't know what to say to y'all. This is obvious. We got to stop trying to slander people just because they're not with us no more. Just because they decided to not want to be with you anymore. Didn't want to have to deal with your nonsense anymore. Like, it's just not right. It's just not right, because I seriously doubt anybody's going to be with someone for a long amount of time if they was a horrible person. What'd that make you? 50 Cent talks trash and goes in on everybody, but he haven't even said any words about you. In fact, he's avoided it on multiple occasions because obviously he got some type of respect and he had some type of respect for you. Even if he did lose a little bit when you start asking him for that bread and wanting to dip. You know what I'm saying? Not you not understanding. And then it's a lot of stuff that I'm sure that she's leaving out. It's three sides to a story. Your side, his side, and the truth. Let's break down some of her statements in this interview. 50 Cent is quite frugal. He ended our 2-year relationship after I asked him for $10,000. Ladies, think twice before dating someone like 50 Cent. In fact, if your partner follows him on social media, it might even be a red flag. During the 2 years we were together, he never gave me a single dollar. The only gift I ever received was a wig, which he actually asked for me to return the day we broke up. It wasn't even worth $100. Cuban Link claimed that she never asked for money the entire time that they were together. But the one time she did, requesting $10,000, his response surprised her. He said, Jamira, you're a strong, independent woman. You don't need a man to take care of your bills. Here's $50, she recalled. Feeling disappointed and hurt, Jamira ended the relationship. His final words, he claimed, were, I've been waiting to hear that for a long time. Please leave the wig on the table before you go. She concluded, I've truly regret falling for him. Loving 50 Cent was the biggest mistake of my life. He's just extremely tight with money. I can't front. He responded to her when she asked for $10,000. He said, here, here's $50. Yo, and also something that he said very important was, you're an independent woman. You don't need a man taking care of you. I can guarantee you, look, I'm a Cancer, just like 50 Cent. We are very observant and we don't forget anything that you say. We don't forget anything you say. Matter of fact, we take notes to make sure we don't forget what you said to us. So if you say it, he probably heard her say these words before, saying that she's an independent woman, she's blah, 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 she don't need a man for nothing, all of this, so he took note. Also, it's probably a test to see how she responds. And she failed that test. He saw her response, and he was like, okay, this is exactly what I expected. Thank you for confirming. And now her response to this in this interview is even further confirmation for him. And he's going to be very comfortable in his decision. He's going to be very, very comfortable in his decision. Because I can tell he did have feelings for this young lady. And you can still tell he had feelings for her because he do not treat her like he treats every single other person in this world. And matter of fact, 50 Cent has a history of not going in on his exes, except for the baby mamas that go try to trash his name historically in a very, very bad way. But he never went bad at Vivica. He never went bad at the white lady he was dealing with. I can't think of her name right now. I'm sure that was a mutual just fun for both of them. But they always just gave each other props and moved on. And he continued to salute her, and she continued to salute him afterwards. But anyway, man, you guys like, hit that notification bell. Put in the comments your thoughts on this whole thing. Is 50 Cent wrong for what he did? Is he wrong for being tight with his money? Is he wrong for being tight with his money? Should a pretty young lady like Cuban Link, when she asks for something, should she automatically assume that it's going to be provided to her no matter what? Like, do you feel as if she earned that? Do you feel as if it doesn't matter how much he was paying on bills, how much she didn't have to pay for room and board? When she asks for some money, $10,000, he's supposed to come out of the pocket because he's a millionaire. If you guys pay attention to a lot of very, very rich millionaires, billionaires, they are tight with their money. And it's a reason they have accumulated this mass amount of money. And it's because they've been being tight with it and being smart with it. He got all these investments. He got a lot going on. He don't want to just waste his money on anything. And he probably don't want to put money out there if there's no potential return to it. Like, she don't even got no plan. She didn't say it was for anything. You just asked for straight up $10,000. For what? To just go shopping? For what? But anyway, look forward to you guys' comment, man. You guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace. God is Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.